Jerry Bader Show, 1020. I just saw the audio of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford run over that woman. It's the first time I saw it, where he bull rushes her. I didn't hear the audio. No, I heard the, I take it back. I heard the audio previously. This is the first time I saw the video. I heard the audio without the video. Now I've seen the video without the audio. You know what just occurred to me? It's too bad Chris Farley's not alive. I got the right name, right? The guy from Saturday Night Live, yeah. Marquette University grad, yeah. You looked at me funny. Because he could play him in the movie. It would be perfect. What a freak. He has out-freaked Anthony Weiner. It's amazing. Yeah, he called the vote a coup d'etat. Can't you see him? Yeah, see it? You get, wow. What a, how did this guy, what happened that he finally snapped? That's what I want to know. Anyway, on to other things. As you know, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Mike Tate tried to clear the field for Democrat Kathleen Vinehout, for Mary Burke, instead of Kathleen Vinehout, who also was talking about running. Kathleen Vinehout told Mike Gushay in the, whatever his upfront interview this weekend, that she's inching closer to running. I believe Kathleen Vinehout is going to run. I still haven't decided if that's what conservatives should wish for or not. I just don't know. But I do know that Democrats probably deserve a primary, especially with someone who appears, at least at the moment, as vacuous as does Mary Burke. Kathleen Vinehout is little known, but I'll tell you right now, gravitas-wise, she seems to outshine Mary Burke. But Burke comes from the private sector, has her own wealth, and Mike Tate apparently thought she was the chosen one. It's going to be very interesting. I suppose it does make sense to wish for it. It's going to be interesting to see how bad it gets. Here's probably the one true redeeming opportunity here. What if Vinehout were to win? I mean, do you realize what the establishment Democratic Party is going to do to her during this primary? Okay, what if they just beat the holy hell out of her and then she wins? Then what? Okay, what does the Democratic Party do then? Then what do they do? After treating her like the, I hate to say redheaded stepchild, because that I think that casts negative connotations on redheaded people. I don't like that saying. And you know, as such, they would be in a real jam. By the way, that happened with Republicans in this part of the state a while back in a state Senate race. The establishment and in a congressional race. And they choose, and then if their chosen one doesn't get it, it creates a problem. I don't know if Kathleen Vinehout could beat her in a primary, but it's becoming clearer and clearer that Mike Tate's not going to get his wish, and there likely will be a primary. She hasn't decided yet, but she's certainly talking like she's going to take on Mary Burke. By the way, Mary Burke's family business, Trek Bicycle. There are a couple of things about Trek Bicycle that have, this is part of the reason the liberal base has an issue with Mary Burke. One is it's non-union. And she's really going to have to navigate that. She has done poorly on navigating that so far. Well, it's not right for every business. In other words, not for our, for my family's business. For any other business, yeah, damn straight, you should be unionized. Well, there's another issue. Nearly 1,000 jobs created in the state by Trek Bicycle, a firm founded run by her family, is, she's saying, is why she should be trusted. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke trying to make the case that Wisconsin voters should trust her in part, I believe this is Dan Bice, writing of the Journal Sentinel, because of the nearly 1,000 jobs created in the state. But now Burke is coming under criticism, from some from within her own party, following a decision last week by the U.S. Department of Labor. The federal agency found that up to 20 former Trek Bicycle employees are eligible for special aid via the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program because they lost their jobs due to foreign trade. Specifically, the decision said the increased reliance on imports contributed importantly to the worker group separations and sales production declines at Trek Bicycle Corporation. The workers, in short, experienced trade-related layoffs. While we disagree with the decision and believe it is factually incorrect, we will not contest the government's decision to provide federal benefits to the affected employees, said Marina Marich, a spokeswoman for Trek. Some labor officials and liberal activists have been slow to throw their support behind Burke, who is aiming to take on Republican Governor Scott Walker because Trek is a non-union company that has moved much of its production to China. They pounced on the decision, finding Trek guilty of trade-related layoffs, noting a similar U.S. Department of Labor decision was used against Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. That's a tough pill to swallow for Democrats that spent last year bashing Romney for sending jobs to China, said a liberal activist. Totally ridiculous. I'm ashamed to have Burke as our candidate. This is going to be tough for her. Because, yeah, you had all of this Occupy Wall Street crap against Mitt Romney, and someone has called her Mitt Romney in a dress. Mental picture I didn't need. But anyway, then you have this. The Walker administration, one of its agencies, actually had a promotional material put together touting Trek as a company to point to. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has been featuring Trek and four other companies in part of a year-long marketing campaign. They have now taken that campaign down, not just Trek, but the other companies. Democrats say, no, you're doing that because it's Trek. Really? The way liberals hate Trek, why would he take it down for that reason? He'd be stupid to. Leave it up. Trek is a shining example. And liberals are trying to, well, no, see, they had to outsource. This is different because they would have gone the way of Schwinn. Oh, so when a company who has a liberal candidate for governor, when they outsource jobs, then it's okay. Yeah, right, whatever. In recent months, I've been telling you a lot about Aereo, A-E-O-R-O. Aereo is a company that takes over-the-air transmissions of local TV stations and repurposes them. Broadcasters would say steals them. Repurposes them for sale on iPads, laptops, so on. Their case is going to the Supreme Court. What's happened is Aereo takes these transmissions. They're doing it in a lot of markets, more and more all the time, and selling them for much cheaper than local cable would cost. So you don't really have to use cable anymore. The copyright lawsuits have been filed against this. Lower courts thus far have ruled with Aereo. It's going to end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. Guess what happened in the last couple of days? The NFL and MLB filed a brief with the Supreme Court strongly backing local television in its dispute with Aereo over unauthorized redistribution of broadcast programming. Listen to this. The league says the lower court got it wrong when it failed by split decision to shut Aereo down until it obtains permission to retransmit broadcast signals. It failed to shut them down. They noted that their own business models are compromised by Aereo and said that, in fact, this would mean the end of their product on broadcast television, that they would be strictly cable only, MLB and NFL, if Aereo is allowed to retransmit their stuff. I know this sounds all very esoteric and, well, how does this affect me? Just keep paying attention to this, because it could really change the way that you watch video. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.